Well, I couldn't let today go by. Of course, today is Good Friday, yes, and I couldn't let today go by without really talking about the significance of what today is and Holy Week in general. And then, of course, Easter, or some people do call it Resurrection Sunday, this coming weekend. And I thought, who better to bring in than Pastor Jerry DeVinny to kind of talk through what Holy Week is and what this means and really what Sunday is. You know, we're so expectant as Christians and so excited about Sunday. So, Jerry, you are, of course, the pastor there at Lakeshore Baptist. And so thank you for being here. Yes. I know that when I want to talk all things, you know, faith, that you're one that I can always lean into. Oh, and so thank you for being here. So if you would, just kind of take us through Holy Week and what that means, and then we'll kind of talk about today going into Sunday.
The significance of Holy Week began when Jesus came through the Eastern Gates in the triumphal entry. That was actually a fulfillment of prophecy 10,000 years or more, even in the Garden of Eden, where God promised Eve that she would have a son that would produce the Messiah that would take away the sin of the world. It began there. You can almost get cold bumps thinking about as he went through the city of Jerusalem, that one they've been looking for. And there's 100 prophecies concerning Jesus Christ that came through. So significance of that is it proves that the scripture is real. Mm-hmm. And if it's real, then John 3:16 is the greatest news we've ever heard. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoso believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Mm-hmm. This Holy Week, again on Thursday, was the Lord's Supper, telling his disciples that they were to participate in a memorial meal. And the significance of that, it brought both Old Testament and New Testament together and validated what God had done. So you see, Jesus coming in through the Eastern Gate was a prophet's field, but yet also he lived a sinless, spotless life that you and I could never live, Ashley. And the significance of all that is the fact that he did what we can never do, and he died where we never have to die. Mm-hmm. The beauty of all this culminated on a cruel Roman cross. Mm-hmm. But prior to that, those 15 hours from midnight to 3 p.m., were the most excruciating hour a human being would ever go through. And to think of the significance of that, Jesus took all the wrath of God. Jesus took all the wrath of human beings. Jesus took all the sin and wickedness and vileness that you and I would never suffer such a excruciating death, because he was dying in our place and for us. Mm-hmm. And to think, Ashley, one drop of his red royal blood covers and takes away our sin. John saw Jesus coming to him early in the ministry when John would be baptizing Jesus. And he said, look there, here comes the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. Up to that point, only the lambs could cover our sin for a year. Mm-hmm. Then high priest had to go in every year. But the significance of Jesus coming, he's going to take it all away, to the point that God never, ever, ever looks upon us like that again. That's the beauty of it. And it's all by grace.
Right.
I don't have to earn it. I don't have to join the right religion. I don't have to join the right denomination. It's by grace through faith. The easiest thing I've ever done, Ashley, is trust God. The easiest thing. I don't have enough faith to be an atheist. And this week reminds me that the significance of my faith comes to a crescendo. All around me today, I'll think about the moves of Christ. I think about each step, his beating, and the...
And even the turmoil he faced before and praying in the Garden of Gethsemane. I mean, that was, you know, you mentioned that. That was hard for him. He knew he had to take on the weight of the world and the sin of the world. But that was hard for him because he knew what was coming.
He was 100% man, 100% God in the same body. Mm-hmm. He felt like we felt. He loved like we love. And all the things we go through. But when you said Garden of Gethsemane, and it reminds me, is what did Jesus drink out of that cup? Was it all our sin? Because here's the spotless Son of the Most High God, who has never known sin, let alone experienced any sin, ingesting into his holy body that which we are, that we may become like him. I love what the scripture says. God, in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21, God was making him what I am, that he make me like he is. That's the beauty of salvation. It's not that I get fire insurance, okay? the beauty of salvation is now I can be rightly related to God and know who he is and experience who he is. That's the beauty, and that's a significant Friday.
Right.
But Sunday's coming.
That's right.
That's the good news. Friday was good for us, but not good for him. I can't even begin to imagine a human being facing what he faced in those hours of from 12 a.m. all the way to 3 p.m. But the beating there with the flagger's whip, you and I can never, ever measure anything like that. And then to get up, carry his cross to the Calvary for us, stretch out his arm. Nobody took his life. He gave his life. And to hang between heaven and hell for 3 hours for us, that's not the worst. From 12 p.m. to 3 p.m., God the Father turned his back on God the Son because God cannot look upon sin. Mm. The hell of all hells that Jesus went through for us was his Father rejecting him. Look at it. His nation rejected him. His family rejected him. People rejected him. Rome rejected him. And then God the Father rejected him. Well, we will never be rejected. Mm-hmm. That's the beauty of it.
And the beauty of that, too, is you picture him because he wasn't the only one. There was two thieves on either side.
Right. That's so good.
And brought one to him
He's
doing it. So as he's dying for the world, he's showing everyone what he's doing by one of those thieves accepting him as his Savior. What do you say, Pastor Devinny, to people who might not have the faith that we have or might not have accepted them as their Lord and Savior? And they say, how can you call this today Good Friday? What is the good? How do you answer that question?
Let me go back and illustrate it with what you said with the thief on the cross. Jesus is dying for the sins of the entire world. One man asked him today, would you remember me when you enter to your kingdom? Jesus, I'll do more than that. You'll be with me today. Faith is a beautiful thing. And by the way, all of us have this God-shaped vacuum inside of us. We're searching for something. We're trying to find it in everything the world has for us, but we still are empty. Today, I would say to somebody who has not come to that place in their life was good news. Good news. It was a good Friday for us because God offers us something that no other religion can offer us. Mm-hmm. That's the resurrection. Mm-hmm. The beauty of salvation by grace through faith in Christ Jesus and his precious blood lends to the fact that one day Christ will raise us from the dead. That's the beauty of the whole thing with Good Friday. Yes, I would tell those who are searching, God has found you. The news is this. And we ought to proclaim this all over the world today, of all the other days, and Sunday, of course. The greatest Sunday in church on Sunday is Easter Sunday morning. Mm-hmm. The next greatest is Christmas, when Jesus came. So the celebration, and by the way, every Sunday that we worship at Lakewood Church is a Sunday that we're exalting what took place on Resurrection Sunday.
Right.
And that's the hope for people. People are looking for hope.
Mm-hmm. And that's the hope, too, that he sent his son knowing what was going to happen to him.
Yeah.
That's a father's love like no other.
I can't even comprehend that. Because, Ashley, before Christ, I know who I am. Even after Christ, I know I was a wicked sinner. Mm-hmm. And God looked beyond that and saw something that I didn't see. He saw a loving, gracious relationship. And God laid the news before me. And by faith, I received Christ in my life, my heart, and I became a born-again believer. Mm-hmm. I'm not just a Baptist. I'm a born-again believer in Jesus Christ, and I'm following him all my days. God created us for a relationship with him, and because of Adam's sin, it separated us from that. Jesus came and met that need by giving his life for us that we may have that relationship renewed, and now that relationship is forever. In fact, the Bible says, to as many as receive Christ, to them he gives the power to become sons of God. I'm not just a son of my Father, but I'm a son of my Heavenly Father.
That's right.
And every single thing that Jesus Christ has done for me, I couldn't begin to praise him for 10,000 times 10,000 years. But I know this, regardless of what happens in my life from this point forward, I am going to be with him the rest of eternity. Mm-hmm. I'm an orphan who's been adopted by the King of all of heaven. And it's been a wonderful life. I got a family. I got two beautiful kids. I got a son-in-law and a daughter-in-law, and I got four good grandbabies. Mm-hmm. And I can't
one
wait.
One of which is in the studio with us this morning.
I can't wait to see what God's going to do in his life. And all of it was because of the cross. Mm-hmm. And today, I'm going to carry my cross.
Absolutely.
And walking in this community, we can make a difference. I can't tell you the Christian people has made a difference in my life before and even after Christ. That's the beauty of salvation. That's what people's looking for. Mm-hmm.
That's it.
It's a four-letter word. Hope. Mm-hmm. And Jesus is the hope of the world. Because of his death on the cross, man, I can get home from here.
That's right. And if you don't know where to start, you can always just open your Bible and like yes. Pastor DeVinny said, to start with John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. So we appreciate you being
Thank
here
you
with us
much.
Today. And again, happy Easter weekend yes. and Resurrection Sunday.